Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It is now 8:22. It's Friday, and that means we welcome into Studio B, Hancock and Kelly, and they're both here. Welcome back, Michael Kelly.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, John Hancock. All right. Well, we have an interesting day today because Wesley Bell is in Washington, D.C. He'll be sworn into Congress today as our first district congressman, but also who will be the Speaker of the House? I'll start with you, John Hancock.
I think it's going to be Mike Johnson. There are a couple of folks that are curiously pensive about their decision, but I think the pressure that's going to come to bear, thinking about Chip Roy and Congressman Massey from Kentucky, I think the pressure that's going to come to bear on them is going to be so intense. And, you know, the reality is if they don't elect a speaker and if they gridlock, and if they gridlock for 3 weeks like they did 2 years ago, it's entirely possible that the whole presidential certification process on January 6th will get screwed up, and you could have a host of problems entering January 20th for the inauguration. I don't think the GOP will let that happen, but they have surprised me before.
Yeah, and it normally doesn't work like this. It shouldn't be this contentious. Yes, it's a one-vote majority, potentially. Bob Onder is also going from St. Louis area up there. He's kind of a part of this MAGA caucus that could potentially have an issue with Mike Johnson. I heard him on the radio with you last week,
yes.
John, saying that he thought that Mike Johnson would be the speaker, and I think he inevitably becomes it. I wonder if he makes it to the 4th of July, though. I doubt it.
President Biden, meanwhile, is handing out medals, one of them to Liz Cheney, who is the target for Donald Trump, and you know he may go after her over January 6th issues. What do you think is going to happen there, John?
Well, I hope the Justice Department doesn't pursue Liz Cheney out of spite, because that's what it would be. I don't expect that they will, but I won't be shocked if they do.
Yeah, and as for Liz Cheney getting the award, I think that a lot of Democrats were thrilled to see it. Kind of put this in the same category as, do you remember when President Trump gave Rush Limbaugh the Medal of whatever. And at the end of these presidencies, it appears as though we're going to take political shots with the medals that we hand out. I think she's worthy of what she received. I don't know the message that it sends, though, as we start a new administration. And I'm hopeful that they don't weaponize the Department of Justice, but anything is possible with this new administration.
We had two terroristic tragedies on the first of this year. And in the case of New Orleans, President-elect Trump immediately posts that it was a migrant and goes on about open borders. It was not a migrant. It's a U.S.-born man from Texas. And then later, the new incoming Homeland Security Secretary is on Fox News talking about how this and the Vegas and the New Orleans ones were connected. He was making all these inferences, which have not proven true either. Is this what the next 4 years will be like, or do you think they will realize that they should get their facts straight first?
Unfortunately, I think it is. It's completely irresponsible, what we witnessed. And it was a play that we all knew would play out. I know when we woke up to those horrible events that, of course, this is what Donald Trump was going to say. And, of course, we were going to find out it wasn't the case. And, you know, in fact, both of these incidences, the one in New Orleans and the one in Las Vegas, are eerily similar. They're both military veterans, people trained by our government, United States citizens. But I think what we've witnessed from the former president is dangerous, inappropriate, and will continue.
So the loss of life aspect of this is obviously tragic. And I think the FBI owes us a thorough investigation to make sure that these things were not foreign conspired. Or influenced or trained, and I trust we'll find that out. I also think, while these are both domestic-born people, to believe that the border policies that we've had for the last 4 years haven't allowed malign actors into our country who seek to do us ill is naive. I think we probably have had people who are in this country to do us harm, and I hope that our investigative bodies are effective in protecting us.
So you're okay with both of those comments?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't. No, I'm not okay with the comments. But I think the comments are wrong. The sentiment, though, it should not be ignored.
Well, what do you guys have coming up in a few minutes?
So we're doing something really cool. You guys remember the time capsules you used to do when you were a kid? So I'm surfing Twitter the other day, and there's a local priest from Missouri that had done a time capsule, and he opened it and posted it on 25 years later, he opened a time capsule. He was not a priest. He was a teenager at the time. And he opened it up, and there's some cool stuff in there. And John and I are going to talk to him about it.
All right. 25 years, that's not a long time to keep the time capsule closed, though.
Well, wait till you hear what's in there. It's okay. A different world than the one we're living in now.
It's got the makings of three good things.
Yes. I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we'll hear more about that coming up. It is 8:28.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.